Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Spartans are sweet again.
Congratulations on advancing.
I'm not sure seeds matter like they used to, Rich.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Eric Musselman has his shirt off.
My wife, you know, she let me know that was not a good thing, not to do it again.
Earlier on the show, Bengals tackle Orlando Brown Jr., Princeton head coach Mitch Henderson, Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield, still to come, Bears wide receiver DJ Moore, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air live on the Roku channel, where it's free on all Roku devices, select Samsung smart TVs, it's free on Amazon Fire TV, it's free on the Roku app because the Roku channel is on it, it's free, therokuchannel.com. Another way to watch us every single day for nothing, $0 and 0 cents. Listening to us also on our terrestrial radio affiliates. We say hello to you coast to coast. We say hello to our podcast listeners who can listen to us for free whenever you darn well please. Hit us with the subscribe button if you don't mind when you listen to all 3 hours of the Rich Eisen Show in podcast form. We say hello to SiriusXM and Odyssey audiences as well. 844-204-RICH, number to dial over the last hour of this show, after which we repeat. So if you missed the first three conversations on this show with Orlando Brown Jr. and his old Oklahoma teammate Baker Mayfield and Mitch Henderson, the coach of Princeton basketball, don't worry about it. We re-air right away on Channel 210 on the Roku channel. And a great third hour we have for you, and that's how we start off, by welcoming in the newest Chicago Bear wide receiver, formerly of the Carolina Panthers, back here on the Rich Eisen Show, one of the many highly talented Maryland Terrapins in the National Football League catching footballs. DJ Moore, good to chat with you, DJ.
Good morning. Good to be here, and, you know, I'm loving it.
I bet you do. Before we get to it, how far did you have Maryland going in the tournament? How far did you have them going?
I thought they were going to go to – I'm going to be real honest. I didn't think they were going to make the Final Four, but at least the Sweet 16.
Well, they ran into Alabama. That's a problem. You know what I mean?
I know. That was a big problem.
Do you have any game? Do you have any basketball game?
I played basketball a little bit, but not to the level of being in college to get a scholarship.
Sure. So you did the right thing. You chose the right sport. It's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, I chose
fantastic. So where were you when you found out you were suddenly thrown into this trade for the first overall pick, DJ?
I was in Charlotte. I was picking up packages and going home, and then I was coming down my driveway, and I got the call. I was shocked when I seen that it was Scott calling, and then when I picked up the phone, they told me what was happening. After that, it was all Bears organization calling me.
I bet. So the general manager of the Panthers called you up and said, "Hey, man, we love you, but we're sending you to Chicago." Was that the message?
Yeah, that's basically, and then that conversation was over fast, and then I spoke with the Panthers owners and Dave and Nicole, and after that, it was the goodbyes, and it was on to being a Bear.
Were you surprised?
Very. I didn't think it was going to happen to me, and but it did, so now I'm just on the forefront of just seeing a future with the Bears.
All right, and before we turn the page to that, DJ, did you have any sense that they were looking to trade up in the draft, or that you were starting to think that my next quarterback was going to be a rookie in the NFL? Did you get that sense?
with the trade, I wasn't thinking that like I was going to be included in it, but
no, sure.
I seen little like inklings of the trade talk happening to go up to one.
Right.
But I was really thinking that my next quarterback was going to be a rookie, and now I got Justin Fields, so that's even better.
I know. And before I turn to Justin Fields, I'm sorry I'm using you for our time to just pry a little bit. Any sense of who Carolina was talking about before you got traded and you were sitting there thinking my next quarterback's going to be a rookie, I'm staying here in Carolina? Did you get any inkling who that kid might be? You got any sense?
That, probably during the week of the combine, I was talking to Scott back and forth, telling him who I liked and everything. So it was really all, like they never really told me who.
Right.
But it was like all four of them at the top. So just how they say it, and they got all four and a conviction of who they like. Okay. They probably do. Got who
could have
like.
Been CJ to DJ, you know, like that. There was sitting right there for him. But that's not going to happen now. But you have your own.
Yeah,
and it's not because you got your own Ohio State quarterback. Let's get to Justin Fields. What was your first conversation with him like, DJ Moore?
It was pretty good. He seemed really cool. We went to the Bulls game. Everything chopped it up. It was good times. And he just said, looking forward to working with me.
Okay. Whose seats did you go on?
Say that again?
Whose seats did you go on to go to see that game? Whose seats?
The Bulls owner.
Oh. Okay, Reinsdorf?
Yeah, they rolled out the red carpet when I got there.
Oh, he opened up his Velcro wallet for that one, huh? Okay. All right. So, very good. And so what do you guys talk about when it's you and Mooney and Chase Claypool with the quarterback watching the Bulls play?
Really, we all just looking forward to working with each other. They know that the skill set I bring is going to elevate everybody. Everybody's in the room, and even in different rooms in the offensive side, they just know that I'm coming ready to work and bring some fun with it.
And the fact that you're there, DJ, I'm sure Justin was breathing a sigh of relief, even though he might have been read into the situation the entire time, because your arrival there and the pick's departure means it's his gig still in Chicago. Did you have any conversations with him on that front about that subject matter at all?
No. Everything was really just helping me get acclimated to the surrounding areas and everything. So I'm pretty sure that it'd come later on down the line. And but just for me being there, it was just seeing the city, just seeing where I'm going to be at. The facilities are great. The people were great. The organization is overly great, and I'm appreciative of it.
Okay. So when you were growing up, what was your team? I don't know if I've ever asked you that question before. What was your team growing up?
I really didn't have a team. I know I grew up in Philly, and everybody's saying I should have been an Eagles fan, but I didn't really, really watch the NFL growing up. I just maybe watched certain people's highlights, but I never watched the NFL.
What are you doing? What do you mean you never watched an NFL game? Really? You never watched?
Never.
What were you doing?
I never really watched it. My family used to watch them all the time, but I was just like, I had a PSP back then, so I used to be just playing games on that. I've never really watched the NFL.
What were you playing on your PSP, DJ Moore? What were you playing?
Like Midnight Club.
Okay.
Stuff like that, like racing games, car games.
So isn't it ironic then that you're a top-notch National Football League receiver now and gotten, I don't know if you've had people there in Chicago come up to you and I mean, this is despite the Bulls and all those championship banners that you saw hanging in the United Center, if that's what they're still calling it there, you know, and despite, you know, whatever else the Cubs and the White Sox have been able to do there. This is folks from Chicago will tell you it's a Bears town, and that if they win the Super Bowl, this is you know, it's going to be on. Have you gotten that sense already?
I have gotten that sense. I went out to eat, and you know, everybody knows who you are. They don't want to bother you there. Mm-hmm. But once I got up and was ready to leave, I was greeted by so many people, and they were just ecstatic that I was on my way here. And I know they're looking for a winning season and winning championships, so I'm here to provide and push that.
And what what do you want to tell fans in Chicago what you're bringing to the equation? What do you, DJ Moore, bring to the equation?
What I'm bringing a lot of fun. That's one. Excitement, playmaker, and a guy that's just going to put it all on the line for the fans and the team.
Okay. Very good, DJ. Well, look, congratulations on being in your new digs. Don't be a stranger. Let's chat down the line. And, you know, obviously you're from the Philly area, and obviously Carolina's got beaches and what have you, but this is a whole different ball of wax. The cold weather in Chicago is a different animal, and I'm sure you're going to be prepared for that sort of thing, DJ.
Yeah, I'm going to be prepared. I'm not worried about the cold too much.
Look at you. Good for you. Thanks again for calling in. Congrats on everything going on with you.
Thank you.
You got it. That's DJ Moore, everybody, of the Chicago Bears right here on the Rich Eisen Show. There he is, taking on the Bulls.
Smart man, though. Didn't root for the Eagles growing up. Uh-huh. I respect that. Respect that to the full.
Let's take a phone call. Alec in Kansas City, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, sir?
Hey, Rich. What's going on?
What's going on?
Big Bears fan. Kind of rough seeing all the Chiefs fans winning. I'm just curious, if you think Jalen Carter drops to the 9th pick overall, do you think the Bears take him? After all the stuff that's been going on with him?
He has suddenly turned into one of the more fascinating figures of this draft. He had apparently a brutal pro day where you're not supposed to have brutal pro days.
He couldn't finish drills. He was 15 pounds overweight.
Pro days are set up for you to succeed and look as great as you possibly can be. I don't know. I gotta poke around on that front, Alec. On what people think of Jalen Carter right now and how he's being viewed, and you know, I appreciate the call. I wish I could give you an answer.
On the surface, you'd think if this guy, you know, you have him graded out as the best player in the draft,
and he drops to 9,
and all you did was acquire picks and assets.
Look, I don't know him. I get texts from people saying, "Hey, yeah, it's all going to pan out for him," where he wasn't the one involved, and that you know, whatever he was charged with, he had to leave the combine to answer the charges and return to the combine, that he'll eventually be cleared of that. I don't know. Well, let's just place that aside. I mean, if you've got the biggest test of your life, don't you prepare for it?
Well, also, Rich, though,
I don't know
the
how
biggest to
show
test
up
of his
of
life
shape
might have had been him dealing with these legal issues.
I understand that.
I feel like maybe, he had other things on his mind, maybe, but I think you should maybe judge him on the game film, what everyone saw leading up to.
And if he winds up being a top 10 pick, then that's the end of that.
Yeah.
Then that would be the reason why you choose him. And that you feel comfortable that everything that he's been charged with is cleared.
Exactly.
So.
But I mean, I think you can understand that. No, you know, I'm going through that maybe.
I totally get it. I just don't feel comfortable sitting here saying if he's there at 9, absolutely take him.
No, I get you.
Or he's definitely going to be there at 9 because there's so many questions about him. I don't have the answer to that. But the Bears sitting
at... But you have a crystal ball, Rich.
You have a crystal ball.
I mean, the Bears sitting at 9, though, now, it just depends on how many quarterbacks get taken first. If 4 go in the top 6, as everyone thinks that's going to happen, then the Bears are just sitting pretty.
Yep.
If every quarterback that's taken at the top of this draft pushes all the players that the Bears would have taken first overall and pushed up to first overall because they didn't need a quarterback, pushes all those players closer down to them at 9. And could you imagine if somehow, some way, Houston did not convert that 4th-and-20 in Week 18 to score the touchdown to beat the Colts? Chicago would be sitting there at 2, and what, somebody would try to trade up to 2 to try and go get the second-best quarterback without knowing who Houston's going to take first? Someone would really do that? I wouldn't be talking to new Bears wide receiver DJ Moore, I'd imagine. He'd still be sitting there in Carolina. Mm-hmm. And amazing how Chicago wound up in that spot, and now they're sitting at 9. Unbelievable. Good chat with DJ Moore.
Chris Brockman is an NFL, mostly NFL, if not all NFL. All NFL news related?
Mostly.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Including news on Lamar Jackson. The quarterback pro day week has begun with an interesting name. Anything else you want to tease?
I'm just reading up on the Jimmy Garoppolo latest right now.
Ah. That's supposedly something that caught the eye of the missus.
Yours. Your missus.
That's correct. Well, you don't have one.
I mean,
technically.
Not technically.
Got it. All right.
In the eyes of the Lord.
Let's take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Don't miss this next segment. It's going to be a lot of fun right here on this Tuesday show. Hey, folks. It's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep. Because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Zeke out, Ronald Jones in.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
1 year deal.
Rojo. Hey, that's part of the news update.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why would you not assume that that's part of the news update?
Because it just crossed
hey,
the news
NFL
wire.
NFL news is happening. We have a segment coming up called The News. Maybe I should wait.
But, I mean, Ronald Jones is not your top story.
You have no idea what my top
story is. It's true. I don't know what you've clicked
up. But when it comes to Cowboy stuff, he has to let me know.
Yes. Come on.
1 year deal, Ronald Jones.
Man, sat in that chair right there a few years ago.
Delete. Ronald Jones?
Yeah, remember before he got drafted. He came on the show.
Oh, that's right.
Let me just delete that line.
Don't delete it.
Update.
Yeah. Don't delete it. Bring it back
show.
Up.
Ronald
Bring it back
Jones.
Up. Ronald Jones.
FOTS.
There you go. Zeke out, Ronald Jones in. Your thoughts.
Look, I mean, we have one running back that I know of and his leg is broken. So
you need this one.
So we need another one. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see, man. Like, you know, basically what Brockman said is anyone can play the running back position. So I'm excited.
Bigger bandwagon. Filled to the rafters, as if bandwagons have rafters. Detroit Lions
or
Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, what are we talking about?
As of right now?
Yeah.
Oh, Lions for sure.
No. Chris, didn't you see Stephon Gilmore's the Cowboy? Didn't you see Brandon Cooks the Cowboy? Come on. Everyone's saying, like, that's the end of that.
I don't know.
How are they? Who's going to complete a pass against the Dallas Cowboys defense? Micah Parsons is not in your face. Good luck trying to find somebody open with Trevon Diggs and Stephon Gilmore.
I don't know. You don't seem sincere about this.
What'd you say, TJ? First Take did 15 minutes to open the other day about the Cowboys?
Did they really? That's odd.
Yeah. Monday, 15
this
minutes
Monday.
On yes.
Yesterday
on Brandon Cook, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, what are they doing?
Well, it's because they're the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, but we have
Michael Gallup and CeeDee Lamb, another teammate of Baker Mayfield and Orlando Brown Jr. They were both on this program earlier.
True that.
I don't know, man. Just read about the Cowboys re-signed Van Der Esch, re-signed their own.
We're doing what we need to do.
You're doing what you need to do.
Yeah, man.
You cut Zeke.
That hurts. I'm not going to front.
Of course.
That hurts.
Certainly since his last snap was him just being bowled over.
That's true.
I can't wait to find out what was the general plan on that
Who's
final
gonna tell
play
you
of the
to
season.
Answer that question?
I don't know. Well, maybe Mike McCarthy comes back on, or
really
I can.
No plan.
I've got sources.
Yeah, I don't.
I got sources. I'll dig deep. I'll dive.
Want me to call Jerry? I'll call Jerry.
You don't think that the Cowboys bandwagon is full of people saying good luck to stopping our offense?
Cowboys bandwagon's always full, though. Like,
all right.
Rich, it's raining at the USC Pro Day. Have we heard that before?
Uh-oh.
Who's wearing hats?
Who's wearing hats? It's a hat wearing day.
I'm watching a clip of Jordan Addison. Could be one of the first wide receivers taken.
Yes,
he's got the full on hoodie over and like pulled string tight.
Well, you know what? It's Los Angeles. It hasn't stopped raining. We're running out of animals to collect by two.
For real?
Honestly, it has not stopped raining here since 2022 turned to 2023. It is unbelievable. Another USC Pro Day rained on, huh?
Yeah.
Tradition unlike any other. All right, Chris, you ready for this? I don't want to.
Any other
anymore.
More items you want to just?
I do, but I'll just stop because I don't want to piss you off. All right, here we go. Hit it.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever. It's Chris Brock.
All right, Chris, what do you got over there?
I love that animation. So good. Hey, guys, have you heard of Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
That's like a Chris Farley Show way of starting this thing. Awesome.
He's so fast.
So our buddy Mike Florio just had a post that said a representative for Lamar Jackson has told other teams he's, quote, ready to move on from the Ravens. Obviously, he still doesn't have an agent, but an unnamed representative has been meeting with other teams on his behalf. Mike Florio added that the rep has told teams he does not want a fully guaranteed contract.
Oh. Okay. So then what's the deal here?
I think it's with the Ravens.
You could turn the music down. What does that mean?
So all the other reports of him wanting a fully guaranteed are wrong.
And that he doesn't need an agent.
And that he doesn't need an agent.
Then you need to have people who can contact teams on your behalf.
Well, he has a rep doing that, not an official agent capacity.
What does that mean?
It could be a lawyer.
Just a friend?
Could be a friend.
Could it be that guy in the club that he just met and he couldn't hear over?
What?
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not him.
But so far, that's the way it's been painted to him receiving the contracts from the Ravens. He's going, what?
Right.
I can't hear you.
Ready to move on with the Ravens.
Meaning what? That he's ready to leave them?
Go somewhere else.
Well, guess what? He's going to have to play out this year and then finally hit free agency, and he can't get franchise tagged again 2 years from now.
Or wait till after the draft and some team throws two picks at him at Baltimore.
For him to get teams hitting him up after the draft, meaning they want to use their first round picks this year, and then they can then they'll talk about the future. It opens up a handful of teams that can't talk to him right now. You got that list, Mr. Hoskins? That's the difference. That's the difference between pre-draft and post-draft, is there's a handful of teams that might not want to cough one up this year because they like someone so much that they're willing to cough them up the next 2 years after that. And then there's also a group of teams that don't have a first round pick this year that this now opens up the market for Lamar. And if I'm counseling him, I'd tell him to wait too, because it's a few weeks away. And look how intriguing the teams are that pop up on the screen. The Browns, who are the team that supposedly started this whole damn thing because they gave Watson all the money.
Right.
Even though Lamar's rep, not really a rep, is saying he's not asking for all the money to be guaranteed. The Broncos aren't doing it. I can't imagine the Rams are in on that. But look at those last two. The Dolphins and the 49ers. Oh, boy.
Lamar with the 49ers? Oh, boy.
Well, that's all the 49er fans are thinking, let's do it.
But don't they think Trey Lance could be their Lamar?
Especially since they coughed up two ones for him already.
Exactly.
By the way, they coughed up two ones for Trey Lance, and they made NFC championship games anyway.
Both years without.
Right. So Do you think they could cough up two more and then they'll make NFC championship games again with the quarterback they know they're going to have? And maybe win the Super Bowl with them.
Yeah, I don't
think that's not that's the think that's the thinking of Niner fans, right?
I don't think they're in play, but it's interesting.
What else you got over there, Chris?
Okay, guys. Okay. Some other things that's going on around the league. According to Ian Rappaport, the market for DeAndre Hopkins is starting to heat up. Talks are ramped up among those interested teams, according to his sources. Similar to the Brandon Cooks, the trade would likely mean an altered contract for D-Hop.
Okay.
So it looks like we might get some this week, if I'm reading between the lines.
All right.
All right, some player movement. Damian Harris.
Don't move on so quick.
You just said all right.
I said all right.
I thought you said you was okay.
Don't move on
Spider.
So quick. Moving on. You want him?
Yeah, big time.
So that way you definitely make, you know, the seventh seed, right?
I would hope so.
I'm already front-loading having Aaron Rodgers in the fold, just so you're aware of this.
I predicted this months ago.
Just so you're aware of this.
I'm aware.
Who else could use?
Everybody.
I know exactly where he winds up.
I mean, Dez Bryant thinks that the Chiefs are getting him.
That's it. Why wouldn't they? Why would they not?
You got to give up a third or second round pick.
Who cares?
Who cares? Rich, you're the guy that won't give up picks for Aaron Rodgers.
Because he's 39 years old.
And D-Hop is old for a wide receiver.
But somebody who can walk in and win.
All I'm asking for is consistency.
I'm asking for you. And I'm giving it to you.
No, you're not.
He's not worth a first rounder.
Who are we talking about?
DeAndre Hopkins and Aaron Rodgers. Neither of them are worth a first rounder. So why wouldn't the Chiefs...
But if you're a desperate team, you do desperate things.
Why wouldn't the Chiefs cough up a three or a four for DeAndre Hopkins?
The Chiefs should give up a three.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if they're going to. Not when you get a seventh-round running back who scores touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
I get it. DeAndre Hopkins on the Kansas City Chiefs would be upgrade on what they just lost, with all due respect to our friend Juju. So... that would be a guy, or maybe your Cowboys should jump on that, too.
Look, that's been a lot of noise going around. You know, D-Hop's been working out with Dez. That's why when he just said Dez
can
said
I give
going
you,
to the Chiefs,
can
I thought that was interesting.
Can I give you one that no one's talking about?
Sure.
Let's just start throwing this one around. What about Minnesota?
That wouldn't be fair.
Justin Jefferson, DeAndre Hopkins, and Dalvin Cook. Let's go. What if Minnesota?
TJ Hawkinson, remember.
Right, and TJ Hawkinson, let's go.
That doesn't seem fair.
What about that? Hold on a second. Let's keep going here. Let's throw out another one for you. What about the Lions?
I mean,
why not add him to the mix and just go for it?
Jameson Williams.
Yeah, just go for it.
D-Hop.
But when you talk about putting fear in somebody's heart, Jefferson and Hopkins, that's scary.
What about, why wouldn't Minnesota be interested in that sort
that's
of thing?
That's what I'm saying. That's
just
scary.
They just lost Adam Thielen, hooked on a. Why not try that?
I think there's a lot.
I got another one for you.
A lot of teams interested.
How about this one?
How about it?
How about the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yo, I was just about to say that.
Don't they have a D-Hop type and George Pickens?
Well, why can't you have more than one?
Deontay Johnson?
Why not?
Freiermuth?
Why not?
Najee?
I don't...
You said Freiermuth.
I know you Freiermuth's could put Hopkins...
Good. Yeah, oh yeah.
I could put Hopkins on a bunch of teams here.
Almost any team.
I understand that.
Man, Hopkins on the Steelers, I got to think about Kenny Pickett Pro Bowl.
You should go double or nothing on that one with this.
So then I won't get $40 instead of not getting 20.
Right. Keep growing that stack. All right, let's move on now. What else you got?
I mean, that's fun.
Just throwing names out, just throwing teams out, just having some fun.
I like the star.
So the Bills
in the
lose Devin Singletary. Him and Dalton Schultz go to the Texans. Mm-hmm. Quietly accumulating.
Dalton Schultz is a Texan, huh?
He is a Texan.
All right.
And the Bills replace him with Damian Harris. Goes from New England.
Dude,
Buffalo.
Dude.
Clearing the way for the Patriots to draft Bijan Robinson at 14.
Get out of here.
Daniel Jeremiah has.
I know what he's got. Come on.
Mock draft. I trust him. He knows what's happening in the league.
You think the Patriots, who are the absolute all-time kings of plugging in anybody, doesn't matter who it is or where. I mean, James White, Antoine Smith, right? Corey Dillon can't do jack in Cincinnati. He shows up. He's got a ring. James White, Rex Burkhead, Danny friggin' Woodhead. They're going to go ahead and use a first-round selection on a running back?
They did it with Sony Michel, won him the Super Bowl.
Oh, he scored the lone touchdown. That's who won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that whole playoffs.
Oh, he was terrific.
He was terrific. Thank you very much.
He was terrific in the playoffs. Okay.
Mike Garofalo, speaking of Bijan Robinson,
yeah,
future New England Patriot, took a pre-draft visit with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you.
You don't want that, TJ.
I'm telling you. I told you.
You did throw that out
10th overall.
You threw that out pretty early there, Rich Eisen.
Throw Bijan Robinson in the backfield with Jalen Hurts, and they let Miles Sanders go. They re-sign Boston Scott. I understand what Boston Scott. You got to have – if you're the Eagles, you have to have Boston Scott for just two games. That's all.
Two games.
Because that's how he's going to the Hall of Fame. Boston Scott's in the Hall of Fame if every game's against the New York Giants. We all know it.
He scores multiple touchdowns every time.
Boston Scott is going to the Hall of Fame just solely on playing against the Giants. But for the other 15 regular season contests, you got Bijan Robinson. Why not? Jalen Hurts, Bijan Robinson, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, that offensive line, and then when you play the Giants, add in Boston Scott, look out. I like it. What else? I'm enjoying your news update.
It's tough for him to be in the
Where would Ronald Jones have fit in this news update? Where
right, have been right here.
Right here?
When I'm talking about Ronald back. Jones.
Spot, it doesn't have the same juice as Bijan Robinson visiting the Eagles. Doesn't, with all due respect.
Wow, all right, according
that's disrespectful.
According to Sportico, Magic Johnson, you heard him?
Yes.
Yeah, his favorite Spartan.
He's very famous. he has joined the bidding for the Washington Commanders as part of a group led by Sixers and Devils owner Josh Harris.
Okay.
That's heating up this week as well.
Because the owner's meeting is next week in Arizona.
Okay. Speaking of getting paid, Goodell's getting paid again.
I heard that story.
Ooh, baby.
Hey.
Hey.
Magic's gonna be in Washington, D.C.?
Maybe.
I'm going to have to wait. Everyone's thinking group. Daniel Snyder's leaving.
Well, he cleared out his offices.
Did he really?
Yeah. That was reported last week.
He cleaned out his office.
At FedEx.
So that means he's got to be selling the team.
And he put up his house for sale.
Oh.
And in the area.
Sorry, he must be getting out.
He's getting very out.
Really?
Yeah.
I've told you what his last move should be. Sign Lamar Jackson. Give him the most lucrative, fully guaranteed contract to just stick it in the eye of everyone else.
$7 billion?
And then ask for more money from whoever's trying to buy it. Look at Magic Johnson in the eye and say, you, sir, go get Larry Bird involved, too, because you can't get – you don't have enough.
You better go. Hey, they're saying George's trying to sell his stake.
Yeah, go get Riley. Go get Pat. The whole Showtime Lakers. Pool your money, because that's what you're going to have to do. Because I just signed Lamar to the most lucrative contract to piss off the 31 other people that are forcing me to sell my team.
Oh, boo friggin' who? The guy bought the team for what? And now he's going to make $7 billion?
I got it. What else?
All right, the most important story of the day, guys.
You already said Ronald Jones and the Cowboys. That was already done.
This is slightly more entertaining. Rich, Susie sent us this morning.
This is from Susie.
On our drive-in.
Who is Susie? Rich?
Rich's wife.
He won't say it.
The Raiders have a new quarterback. You heard of him? Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep. What about him?
He's extremely attractive.
I noticed that. And Susie notices that too.
People really like how attractive he is.
We're really doing this story, huh?
You know what they do in Las Vegas, Rich?
There's gambling.
There's gambling?
In Vegas?
Yep.
There's great food in Vegas.
There is really good food
in Las Vegas.
Shows, there's good golf courses.
I saw Sebastian Maniscalco there for the draft. I could have seen John Legend across the street.
Concerts.
It's incredible.
Great concerts.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Taylor Swift's there this weekend.
She is.
Yeah.
You can also do some other stuff at some places, you know.
What are you talking about?
Talking massage therapy?
All right, so Jimmy G was
By the way, I know the story that's coming.
I don't.
And I'm waiting to hear how the newsman is going to introduce
the story.
Okay, so they have ranches in Nevada.
For horses?
Yeah. They have ranches in Nevada. So this one's for chickens.
Okay.
And they've offered Jimmy Garoppolo free chickens for life.
Free chickens. Free product?
Free product for life. Two of the specific handlers
I don't know what you mean by chickens.
I would take that offer because you know how expensive eggs are right now. So if you have your own personal chickens,
I don't think
laying eggs.
One of the workers at the ranch,
yes,
someone named Caitlin Bell said, "quote This is in a statement. Quote, I almost fainted when I heard Jimmy signed with the Raiders. He deserves free chickens eggs? Just for joining our team." But he gets free chickens for life. I'm using chickens for a different word.
Yes.
Just because he's such a legit babe.
That's a good farmhand right there.
So that sounds like a nightcap violation.
Right?
Hey-o. Are we circumventing anything? By allowing these goods and services to be provided for just merely... working for the Las Vegas Raiders?
1099 IRS situation, I'm not sure, but...
The chickens are clucking.
So anyway, more incentive to sign with the Raiders than the free agent there.
Well, we found the first difference between Derek Carr and Jimmy G being quarterbacks of the Las Vegas Raiders.
That's my quarterback.
You're wondering, how's it going to be different with Jimmy G being in Vegas as opposed to Derek Carr?
Well...
Maybe. I don't know if Stidham's married, but Stidham may have been like, did you not see those last two starts?
I think I handled that story well.
Stidham's very good.
I like scrambled eggs, too.
To be honest.
So somebody's offering him free goods and services.
For life. Too specific.
Just for showing up? Like he doesn't have to complete the team, a pass?
He doesn't even have to win a game? Normally you should have to win a game to get free eggs.
He's already receiving a pass.
Have you seen?
He hasn't thrown a pass.
What Jimmy Garoppolo looks like.
I have. Why do you think? What do you think? Susie's just... These stories just wind up in her inbox?
By the way, a direct quote from Susie this morning.
Yes.
New segment?
I know
and
she
sent us the link.
She sent the link. Does she have a Google alert for Jimmy Garoppolo?
I'd say probably. Yeah.
I think not. You know why? Not a chance she knows how to set a Google alert in a million years. Not a chance.
Last actual news item. It's not just chaotic in the men's bracket. On the women's side of the NCAA tournament, another number one seed went down last night. Miami, the ninth seed, knocked off number one Indiana.
I saw that.
That came after on Sunday, number eight Ole Miss. Knocked off number one Stanford, so chaos on the women's side.
Chaos. Fantastic.
And then in about 4.5 hours, Japan, USA for...
First pitch.
...for World Baseball Classic Championship.
How come they're not using the new rules there?
Well, they're not... I don't know.
Why aren't they using the pitch clock, the bigger bases, and the ships?
It's MLB, right?
They don't need to. These games have been so exciting.
And they don't care how long they take.
Yeah, absolutely not. Also, I'm just... I'm going to take a dig at the Angels here. I'm just excited that Trout
no
played for the championship. Yeah. Somebody has to win.
Trout and Ohtani in a winner takes all
championship game.
Championship game. Who would have thought? One of them's going to be a winner.
Somebody has to win.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Somebody has to win.
Because normally, you know, Mike Trout only goes to playoff games when he's watching the Eagles.
Right. I got it.
You got that one?
Yes. He doesn't even go to a playoff game in his own fantasy league, apparently.
Right.
All right.
Okay, that's the news.
Well done.
Thanks.
See? I think it is just fine without the Ronald Jones one-year deal nugget. You didn't even finish the whole damn thing. You left something on the cutting room floor.
Oh.
You didn't even talk about Cam.
Oh, but we mentioned that already.
What did we mention?
We mentioned that he was throwing today at Auburn's Pro Day.
Yeah, but we didn't go...
And
we didn't do what we planned to do. But by the way, this does sound all willy-nilly, but it's not. These are all planned.
We did talk about it.
We don't plan what we're going to talk about, but we did have an idea about what we would talk about off of this story. So and we'll take a break and we'll do that next.
We have another segment.
I understand that.
All right. Is it still raining?
Let's take a break.
Of course it's still raining.
Hey, that's what
that is. Del Tufo's. Where is he?
Literally,
hey, where is he now?
FaceTime Del Tufo.
4.5 hours before a contest that he is doing the sound for in a booth on Pico Boulevard, right?
Correct.
Did I say anything wrong about that?
No. The game's in Miami.
He's not in Miami. No, I mean, like he had to fly down to South Florida and put down the wires.
He's not responding, so maybe he's busy.
I think he's pissed at me for even bringing this up. You're not. He's fired. All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH. Well done. We got another thing to talk about next. How's that for a tease?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Monster.com can help you slam dunk your job hunt, make your next career move, because in basketball, just like life, there's the regular season and there's the upcoming playoffs, and you looking for your job, of course, that's a playoff gig. If you're looking to change positions, go to Monster.com, put in your resume, and once you do that, you can be recruited by employers before they even post your jobs. As soon as you upload your resume, you're in play. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. And when you score the position, there's a salary calculator on Monster.com, ensures that you're paid what you're worth. Millions of job openings. There's great coaching available and career advice for you too. Get off the bench. Get out of your couch. Get off your couch. Get out of your house. Go to Monster.com. Win the job hunt for yourself. Monster.com. All right, Chris, what's that one last story that you were going to hit but then didn't in your news update?
Cam Newton.
One more. All right, we'll get one more.
Remember him?
I do remember him.
Cam.
Cam was awesome, dude. MVP of the league, number one overall pick.
2015. 8 years ago now.
Heisman Trophy winner, national champion at Auburn. Well, he's back at Auburn's Pro Day today. He's thrown passes to all the wide receivers, which includes his younger brother, who was at Auburn on the special teams unit and then transferred to William & Mary, played wide receiver. Cam's out there throwing the ball around.
It's like 2011 all over again. Carolina's first overall, and Cam's thrown it a pro day at Auburn. Who'd have thought it?
Cam posted a video on social media yesterday. You know,
he did.
Talking about the rumors. And
with
said,
his font. His font's back.
His font is
what
back.
Font is that? Do we know what it is?
It's his own personal one.
Come on.
He invented it. There's an app. You can buy the Cam Newton font app.
So I can't go on Twitter or whatever and use that font?
No,
you can't if you pay whatever.
Oh, I have to pay
it. Purchase it, yeah.
Oh, so
you have to download it on your
phone. So do I have to give Elon $8 for that too? Or,
no,
or
just Cam, I think. Cam.
Oh, okay, Cam gets the
$8. I think
$8.
It goes to Cam.
And I think it's free. I don't think.
Oh, really? I thought it cost, but anyway.
I know I had it for a while.
So, so font, he's out there. Font aside, I did see the video.
Yeah.
In which he said that he profanely said, right?
Well, there's not 32 mother bleepers better than him. And how are all these, what do you call them, randoms?
Something like that.
Randoms getting jobs.
So this is a different version of Brady saying another MF-er that we have to seek out.
I guess.
Brockman and I broke it down today, and we do believe that Cam is probably within the top 32.
Again, it's like your golf handicap, right? If you're a 10, on your best day, you shoot 82. On Cam's best day, he might be 31st.
Cam had 3 weeks in New England.
Where he was amazing.
Before he got COVID,
the
right?
The Seattle game in 2020.
There was a split moment in time.
Yeah.
You should have won
where
that game
we
too.
Thought that Cam Newton was going to have a renaissance
yep.
and take the Patriots Absolutely. To the promised land and be the guy after Brady left.
100%.
Then he caught his
and then he right, and then he got COVID, and then when he came back,
over, he was a shell of himself.
I don't believe it's COVID related. What that happened?
You don't think it was COVID related?
I don't.
Oh, I do.
What do you think? He got COVID and he suddenly is less of an athlete because of it?
I think. I think so. That was the early days, man. There was no vaccine yet. There was, I don't know. He just wasn't, he didn't look the same after he came back. I mean, those first three games, I mean, the Seattle game, he had 400 yards.
He was terrific.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't do anything. And then the Patriots drafted Mac Jones and made it clear that he wasn't going to be the backup and gave him the runway to find something else by sending him on his way. And he hasn't found anything really since. Yeah. Carolina took him back for a brief bit.
They played eight games.
I mean, they were really, he had a great game, if I'm not mistaken, in Arizona. His first game back with Carolina. And that's fitting that it's Arizona, because what I do remember, he won his national championship game in that building against Oregon. I was there against Chip Kelly's Oregon Ducks. Mm-hmm. And
he came in, didn't throw a lot of passes, only threw three passes, but had a touchdown pass and a rushing touchdown. Right. They blew out the Cardinals.
I remember that. And his first career game was against the Cardinals in that building, too.
And then
he was terrific, as we all remember, as a rookie.
And then he lost the rest of the games. He went 0-7 after that.
Tell me the team that should take a flyer on him. Go for it.
Washington. I don't really know.
Who's going to take a flyer on?
I don't really think anybody will, to be honest.
Maybe the Jets will, waiting for Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. Baltimore?
Now that's an interesting one. Is he better than Tyler Huntley?
I not the guy that we saw the last time out.
Right. And he didn't play at all last year, so we're now a year removed.
Give me another one. Give me another team. Tennessee, Indianapolis. Isn't Indy done with the trying taking flyers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who else? Miami, in case Mike White doesn't pan out? Or is he one of the MFers that Cam says he's better than?
Houston?
Would he go to Chicago and mentor Justin Fields? Be the backup there? It's kind of an interesting one.
So I think we're pretty much, I mean, look, we're not Cam Newton. We can't decide for him, but I think the days of a starter, obviously, are probably gone. But well, to say
he
that
said
the man.
He said.
That's what he said, yeah. But to say the man shouldn't be in the league is.
I'm not saying he shouldn't be in the
league. I'm not saying you're saying. This is part of our discussion. Like, he probably should be on some team's franchise,
but
as long as he understands.
But is he willing to be a backup?
I think
Baker snapped up the last starting job.
And he may not win that job
unless
either.
Unless Rodgers stays put and the Jets suddenly need somebody because they don't want to go into the season with Zach Wilson coming off the way that he played.
Right.
And I proffer to say the Jets will stick with Zach Wilson rather than bring Cam Newton in.
Does he go
as the starter?
Does he go to? I mean, I know Heineke's there too, but mentor
Atlanta?
Desmond Ridder in Atlanta. Cam is in the mentor role now of his career.
He didn't say he's one of the 30 best mentors.
I understand. But also the game film from the last couple of years doesn't lie either. Yeah.
Thank you to DJ Moore. Thank you also to Mitch Henderson. That was a delight talking to the Princeton head coach, Baker Mayfield, and Orlando Brown Jr. And thank you for taking in this edition of the Rich Eisen Show that is now wrapping up. We will see you on Wednesday. But back on the Roku channel, wrap up Tuesday in a sec.